the Knights traveled to Haddon Heights for their first road contest of the season, fresh off their 40-6 win over Haddon Township, and picked up right where they left off. Just over 5 minutes into the game, Zaire Gibson opens the scoring with his 24-yard touchdown run.
Zaire, another big third down here for Sterling. 6.5 minutes left to go in the first. Mignano under center. Devon Tucker in motion, Zaire Gibson behind him, and it's going to be Zaire Gibson, and he goes into the end zone for the touchdown. A 24-yard touchdown run by Zaire Gibson gives Sterling the early 6-0 lead.
You know, I think the key to that play, believe it or not, was three plays ago when Mangano threw the ball. Third down play there and short, they're thinking, hey, they might go with the pass. They loosened things up. You had the linebackers play a little bit back further off the ball. Gave Gibson that extra time to get into the defensive backfield. Once he gets going, a few yards, he's going with that speed, shooting it upfield.
Zaire Gibson strikes again just 5 minutes later with his second touchdown run of the quarter, this time from 15 yards out.
Mignano under center is going to hand it off to Zaire Gibson again, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. His second touchdown of the quarter gives Sterling a 13-0 lead with 1:15 left to go in the first.
Yeah, that same hole. Good job up front. Again, you had the three backs. Good kick-out blocks by the backs. Haddon Heights, again, blitz, but blitz to the, you know, again, you're blitzing. You're taking a chance. Didn't blitz to the right hole, and Gibson's in for six.
The Garnets' defense comes up with the game's first turnover deep in Silver Knight territory, midway through the second quarter on some miscommunication by the Sterling offense.
Mignano under center, one back. And the motion man is Zaire Gibson. The ball is fumbled, and Devon Tucker cannot get on top of it. And it's a scramble for the ball. Loose ball inside the 10-yard line. Both teams saying that they have it, and Haddon Heights recovers.
You know, guys, I was just about to say Haddon Heights has got to take advantage of opportunities. We saw that last play offensively where they had to back open and could have come up with a big play. Just like that, they come up with the biggest play of the game on defense. We've got a first and goal situation right here. Great opportunity for Haddon Heights.
After have first and 10 on the Sterling 11-yard line, the Garnets attempt a 32-yard field goal, but come up empty after the turnover, keeping the score 14-0 heading into the locker room.
Parker Arend on to attempt a field goal. Ball's on the 15, a 32-yard field goal. Line drive is no good. So Haddon Heights comes up empty after the turnover. They had first and goal from the 11, and they went backwards, and they come out with no points.
Sterling's defense continued to shine in the second half as Brian Mahadio sacks the Haddon Township quarterback on a key third down play.
Third and 15 from the Garnet 26-yard line. Vitale again from the shotgun. He's got two receivers on either side. Vitale back to pass. Being scrambled and rushed, and he's down. He's sacked in the backfield by Brian Mahadio inside the 15.
Yeah, just an overpowering effort by Mahadio. And I'll tell you what, they wanted to come with the dogs, come with the pressure there. Yeah, Mahadio, unfortunately, looks like he's down right now.
He cramped up celebrating on the jump. He went to high five one of his teammates. He came down and landed. I think he cramped up.
Richard Carter, coming off a 2-touchdown performance last week, scores his third touchdown in 2 weeks as he rips off this 44-yard touchdown run, putting the Knights up 21-0 halfway through the third quarter.
Second down and 10. Lone running back in the backfield is Vermeer Gibson now. Or to check that, Gibson and Vermeer Jenkins in motion. And getting the carry is Richard Carter. He's going down the near sideline. He's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. A 44-yard touchdown run by Richard Carter.
Yeah, there you see them attacking that middle area of the field. First time you saw the misdirection with Carter coming from that slot position on the reverse. And, you know, that's a situation where you got the linebackers up. You want them to read some keys, and they just went the wrong way, went with the backs and caught themselves out of position. And when you give a kid like Richard Carter any type of room in that middle area of the field and get to that second level, he's going to be gone like he was right there.
On 4th and 3, the Garnets' 23-yard line, Sterling reaches into their bag of tricks and converts on the halfback option pass from Zaire Gibson to Julian Blackshear in the corner of the end zone for their fourth touchdown of the game.
Zaire Gibson and Devon Tucker in the backfield now. Mignano under center, 4th down and 3. Mignano going to give it over to Zaire Gibson, and it's a flea flicker, and into the end zone for the touchdown is Julian Blackshear on the halfback option pass.
Well, I think that's going to answer the question, why they called the timeout, making sure everybody had their responsibilities, and just a great pass there to Julian Blackshear for the touchdown to make it 27-0.
Great.
Sterling shuts out Haddon Heights 28-0, improving to 2-0 this season, and will host the 0-2 Lions of Lindenwald Friday night at home beginning at 7 p.m.